Pie podcast coming along in a moment. I mean, I'm James Valentine and I'll be introducing the podcast in a moment, but here I'm introducing a thing before the podcast, which is also part of the podcast, really. I mean, you're just listening right now and I'm babbling away. It's not very different to the podcast. In this, though, I want to tell you, if you're in Sydney and you would like to come to the Even Greater Sydney Planning Committee Town Hall meeting, there's one happening in Marrickville that's pretty much sold out, but you can still get tickets for the Parramatta Town Hall meeting. The Even Greater Sydney Planning Committee is something that H.G. Nelson and myself run. So if you know the live radio show, or you've heard, I think we've posted an egg spec occasionally on the podcast, then you'll know what I'm talking about. So I won't give a big explanation about that, but just to remind you that the Parramatta Town Hall meeting is on March the 14th. Love to see you there. One other event you might be interested in is I'm doing a series of talks with the former pastor of the Wayside Chapel, Graham Long. These are called the Long View. They're not necessarily funny as such. They're more sort of philosophical and contemplative, and we're talking about sort of spirituality and we're talking about philosophy and that sort of stuff. So that's a Monday night talk that's happening at the Darlinghurst Theatre. So get onto the Darlinghurst Theatre website for details of the Long View. See, a couple of exciting nights out there. You got your Even Greater Sydney Planning Committee Town Hall meeting, Parramatta, March the 14th, or a series of talks with Graham Long at the Darlinghurst Theatre. Get onto those websites and you'll find all the details. Oh, the website for the Town Hall meeting is the ABC Radio Sydney website. Okay, enough. Podcast! Hello, I'm James Valentine. This is Headroom, an expansion of a conversation that took place on my live daily radio show. And this is a conversation we had about conversations. What are the things that you just shouldn't talk about? And look, I think my parents subscribed to the you don't talk about sex, religion or politics idea, and they also were averse to any conversation about themselves or their feelings. You didn't brag about yourself. You deflected the personal inquiry. It was rude to make any personal inquiry, and you certainly didn't discuss any emotions you might be having. It's a generation that did talk a lot about the weather. Now we open ourselves up at every single opportunity. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm thinking. This is how I feel about sex, religion, and politics. You can't shut us up. So that does mean, I think, that we need some new rules or at least guidelines, because there are some topics that may be riveting to you but are a yawn fest to everyone else. This began with a conversation about dreams.
So I had this dream last night and I wanted to tell someone about it. But then I remembered what I told my own daughter just a few weeks ago, which is nobody cares about your dreams. I don't mean nobody cares about your ambitions in life. I mean, no one cares about the dream you had last night. And the reason they don't care is because it's only really interesting to you because it happened in your brain. So when you say things like, I was on the bus, but it wasn't a bus, it was kind of like a boat. And then you were in the dream, but you were a frog.
So you told your own daughter to not tell the stories of her dreams. You said, don't do that.
I said, you need to know that if you're going to tell me about your dream, you need to really synthesize it and get it down to something quite punchy and interesting. You know, maybe three sentences. And it needs to be told well. And she went to school and she told her friends this. And then she came home later and said her friends all said to say thank you, because they've been getting so bored of hearing about her long-winded dreams.
Because it sounds to me like the wrong thing to do, but in fact you did exactly the right thing because you gave her, you know, social instruction.
That's right, I think so. And I think it's really interesting, but I don't know, unless, I'll tell you what, the only reason I would want to know about your dream is if I was in the dream doing something amazing.
I often find that I might be in, you know, my wife's dream, but I'm not being a good presence there, and I get into trouble for that. It's, you know, the next morning it's just kind of like, you were being such a dick in my dream. So, okay, sorry. Can you go back to sleep and I'll apologise in the dream? Will that wrap it up?
And it's pretty funny. She's gone to try and tell me since then, and then remembered and gone, oh, like, I had a dream, and she's out talking, and I look at her and she's like, oh, okay, and she stops.
So brave Emma tried to help her daughter's conversational skills. I believe you can tell a dream to two people. At the moment of waking, you can tell it to anyone sleeping next to you, so long as they're awake. Oh, I just had the weirdest dream. Oh, man, oh, God, there was a sheep and a chainsaw and you were in it, but you were really a snake. That's fine, because you've just had the dream and the other person has no choice. The only other person you can tell the dream to is your therapist, but only if they ask. Your nocturnal internal psycho trip is not very interesting to anyone else. Now, what else is like that? I suggest all dramas with technology. You've been getting the NBN on, and oh, there's been no end of trouble. That'll do. No more, please. No details. I upgraded my software. It means some of the apps are not working. So what I found is that when I put on that one that I loaded, it was slow to load. It wouldn't load all the graphics. Enough. Stop right there. What else?
Renovations.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, somebody else, your friend is doing renovating at the same time, then I suppose it's relevant because they want to always know who's the cheapest tradesman for this and what's the best painter for that.
Yeah.
But I mean, if somebody's not renovating at the same time, don't even go there. It's just completely boring.
It was three bedrooms when we bought it, but we're going to take the back out. And we were looking at, we're not sure whether to do the bifold doors or maybe some, you know, like exactly all that sort of detail.
At that stage, then you should just not respond at all, because then after that, they get the phone out and they show you the photos. So
yes.
Don't entertain it at all.
Yes.
Don't go there.
These are the taps we're thinking about. Let me show you the taps. Now, I wanted a mixer, but we've decided to get separate, you know, so on and so forth.
Oh, it just goes on and on and on.
I think there's another rule there because, and this is... It's the same. It's still covered by not talking about renovations. But when you've got renovation problems, oh, you've no idea. I mean, it's now, you know, it's 6 weeks over. It's costing us $50,000 more, all that sort of stuff. Very interesting to you, but not very interesting to anybody else.
No, only if you're going through the same sort of situation, then you can chit chat for hours and bag your tradesmen. But yeah. I mean, for someone that's not in that sort of situation, don't even go there.
Don't even go there. Can I throw in another contemporary conversational rule? If you must turn the conversation into a mini PowerPoint by illustrating it with the photo on your phone, you have 3 seconds to retrieve that photo. If you can't find it at first, give up. Oh, yeah, let's see. Now, hang on, I email it. Yeah, that's right. I emailed it to my brother, so it should be on. Oh, no, it's not there. Shall I go back? Enough! Stop! Okay, back to things that are never to be spoken of.
James, I have an atrophied gluteus maximus muscle. That's your butt cheek muscle.
Yep.
And I didn't know this, James, but did you know that you don't use that muscle when you're walking, but you use it when you're sitting?
Oh, okay. So
Is that fascinating?
Well, it depends, I suppose. Like, if it's a bodily fact that really none of us know, maybe.
It's fascinating to me, but I started telling that story the other day because I was in pain and it was important to me. But I started telling that story in a work situation and I saw everybody suddenly have these strange looks on their faces and I just thought, stop now, don't talk about your health problems, especially ones that might be a bit weird because now everybody now has to picture my butt cheek because I've talked about it. So just don't.
I like the fact that you were sensitive to the reaction, Liz.
Yeah, but even though I was like a train that had taken off and I couldn't stop it.
Yeah. Health is a difficult one, isn't it? Because obviously it's very personal. If someone says, how are you? And you've had, you know, knee problems or you've got a sort of ongoing issue, whatever it might be, you do sort of want to share it. And I want you to share it to a certain extent, but I guess it's the extent to which I want you to share it that we're talking about.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think people just need to take a little moment, like the dream story, just need to take a second and judge whether their audience really wants to hear it. If it's your really close friend or something like that, no problem.
Well, it's often too many details, isn't it? Now, I went and saw one specialist. Now, he thought that it was this. But then I wasn't convinced because that wasn't really what it was. I was just tired and so I thought I should go and see somebody else. Like, you know what I mean? You've got a kidney problem. That's it. That's fine. I'm happy to hear that. And then also, well, I suppose the rule might be give a little information. If I'm interested, I'll ask for more.
Yes, I think that's right. I think a lot of health things, minor ones, are fascinating to me in the same way that my dreams are amazing and really interesting, but yours are really boring.
Yeah.
And a lot of your health stuff is really boring, and I'll give you the answer of how to fix it really quickly, but please stop talking about it.
Effing nap plan, someone suggested. Any insight you've gained from Marie Kondo? I'd add anything you've learned from Jordan Peterson to that as well, although perhaps that's more to do with personal taste or interest than the unbearable intrinsic dullness of the actual topic.
You know, you arrive somewhere, and it's usually the bloke, I have to admit, and they ask you, so which way did you come? I don't know. I use the GPS. I've got no interest in, you know, which way I've come. I honestly think the GPS has saved my marriage. I mean, when we had the Gregories, there used to be, you know, war in the car.
Yeah.
And so I just plug it into the GPS and get there. But no, they want to discuss three alternative routes and the roadworks, and I just glaze over. Yeah. No interest whatsoever.
It's a funny one, isn't it? And I think you're right. It's a sort of, it's a very bloke thing. My father did it perpetually. You know, I'd turn up and he goes, "Did you come up the highway?" You go, like, I haven't seen me for 3 months. Like, really?
Yeah, I think I did. I'm not sure. I just drove here, yeah.
When he'd come to Sydney, he'd I would never ask, so he'd tell me. He'd be very disappointed that he wanted to tell me. Oh, we turned off at, you know, we went through Robertson and came down the Illawarra Highway that way. It's a lovely road down brilliant. Through there.
You've got to love them, haven't you?
My father, when discussing how I got from Melbourne to Ballarat, where he lived, was often only interested in how I got out of the airport to the highway to Ballarat, because there is only one highway to Ballarat, only one way to get there. How was the flight? I find a bit in that category as well. Good, it seems to satisfy most people's interest, but I'm never quite sure what they expect. Well, the pilot had to wrestle a weapon off a terrorist when we were over Albury, or someone choked on the tiny corn. You know, Australian domestic flights are normally pretty uneventful. Work is an interesting area.
Conflicts with work colleagues. You just want to belt them.
Yeah.
I don't care who got a promotion. I don't care who I said about someone else.
Mm.
I don't know these people. Keep it to yourself.
See, and often if once it gets down to the fact that you're going to have to explain some minutiae of how this job actually works, then I'm lost. Often when it's a work conflict where it's not very clear what the conflict is, but this person's just been a bit of a dick.
And it's really, and when you've got to gasp in wonderment at the incompetence of the other person,
yes.
When that's explained to you.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Short of I'm working with an actual psychopath who kills people, it's probably not very interesting.
If there's blood and guts, you can tell me, yeah, that's
blood
great.
Blood and guts,
don't
good.
Worry about the rest.
He set fire to the storeroom, you know, okay, starting to get interested. But, like, little nuanced sort of, you know, dissing that you got at the weekly staff meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, after about a minute or two of that, you start going, so are you going to leave? Are you leaving? You'd be leaving this place then, wouldn't you?
I'll keep that one up. It's legal next time.
How's work? That's a hard question to answer. I think of all of these as bland openings where you might then have to do a bit of heavy lifting, but then be careful not to drop a big, crushingly dull tail on someone else's toe. The one I get a lot, how is the ABC? Yes, that certain inflection which is inviting me to dish the dirt on the national broadcaster. I, of course, remain faithfully mute upon any recent controversy. Here's a few others that you should never do. Any baby bodily function with people who do not have kids, kids' achievements in year six, and, of course, your birth story. Keep that to yourself. Now, what about the conversation that's online?
The Facebook post pertaining to holiday snaps gets me to roll my eyes a bit more. You know, something great, but it's an eye roll where holiday snaps are just dribbled out daily. Why don't you just save them for one big post at the end of your break and I'll look through 50 photos quite aptly.
Oh.
Every day just dribbling out one by one by one. Save them for a nice big post at the end and then we can have a look once at your lovely holiday, which is, we'll like to be there along with you, but the daily dribble of the holiday photo can cause a bit of an eye roll.
Another day in paradise.
That's right.
Hard day at the office today.
That's right.
Gosh, don't know whether to swim or have another drink. Tough choices.
All those sort of ones. They're causing the desired effect, which is jealousy. And, you know, it's just good to be jealous in a short burst rather than every single day.
That's interesting. Is this stuff being posted to incite envy? Would we be happier with it in one single burst, an album at the end? James has a particular travel tale he hates.
Ski trips, James.
Ski trips in particular.
Yes, yeah. Look, oh, the powder. Oh, my God. It's just, oh, incredible. Should see it. Or powder in Japan. That's a double whammy as well.
Oh, powder in Japan is apparently incredible. Incredible.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. And then Aspen next year. Yeah, yes. Not interested.
Yes, there are only two ski tales. It was amazing, or I ripped my ACL on day one. I'm interested in the second one. Back to sharing the phone photos. Can I say that three photos of the holiday are allowed? Here's where we stayed. Here's fun experience. Here's a hilarious thing in the street. No more. Stop there. Helen has topics she hates and a technique for avoiding them.
Mindfulness.
Mindfulness.
followed closely behind wellness.
Wellness. What have you got against mindfulness and wellness? These are very positive things in our world now, Helen.
I actually don't know because as soon as anyone mentions them, they walk away.
So you don't pay any attention as soon as someone says, well, I think what's needed here, I mean, people need to practice mindfulness in this situation.
That's correct. I walk away.
You're done. Mm. What do you like on a yoga discussion?
What yoga?
Okay. If I want to tell you about my dietary issues that I'm now going, you know, I'm not going to touch gluten for a while.
Oh, I can talk about fat, other people's fat.
Okay. Other people's fat, did you say?
Yes. Time you lost weight, honey. You're porked up.
So, Helen, you sound as though you're quite good. If I started a conversation you found was boring, you just turn and walk away.
Yes, what I do is I give the dog a nudge and it pulls me away.
I give the dog a nudge. So the dog has been trained when it gets a certain nudge to start going,
yes. It understands the boredom nudge.
It can feel the boredom nudge. Mm. Gee, that's good. And so are you describing common dog park conversations?
Oh, really, anywhere.
Oh, anywhere. So you just make sure you got the dog there as you...
Yes, I do. I take the dog everywhere.
Get out of chat-free moment.
Yes, that's right.
Pet costs, diet, preferred coffee bean, and I'd take a don't ask, don't tell attitude to vegetarianism and vegans. When people say they are vegetarians or vegan, don't ask why. And when people ask you why, don't tell. And I'll tell you something else we're not very interested in, your family.
Genealogy and family history, especially when it's not your family, it's somebody else's family.
Yeah.
And they give you these great details about how they go back to the 15th century or something and... Mm-hmm. Yes, very boring.
Now, my aunt went to Shropshire and found the church where my great-great-great-grandma, I think it was, was married and was still there in the registry. Is there any... It's interesting, I suppose, if you said, well, my great-great-grandfather was Ned Kelly.
Exactly. If it was very famous or they did something extraordinary, just to listen, and especially when they've told you three times.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like with my family. On my mother's side, they came out in the 1850s during the Victorian gold rush and became butchers. Oh, there's gold in them there carcasses. The problem is, that's a fairly plain fact. People came here during the gold rush, and I'm descended from some of them. I got no story. Here's another technique for wrapping up a conversation you don't want to have. Let's say someone's talking about breastfeeding and their child. This person's friend would say...
I believe Warren Lanfranchi was weaned at 24 months.
Now, for younger listeners not part of Sydney's underworld in the 1980s and 90s, Warren Lanfranchi was a criminal and a standover man allegedly murdered by notorious policeman Roger Rogerson.
Or, you know, I believe Warren Lanfranchi liked wellness and mindfulness. And then after that, you think, yeah, OK, I'll stop talking about that.
Update that technique with current notorious figure. Anyone from Tony Mockbell to Ted Bundy. Well, we sound like a churlish, boorish, uninterested, self-focused lot. But bear in mind, for all of these, that might be the only thing that they don't like. It's genealogy they can't stand, but you can show them all the travel pictures you like. It's also just saying that often that which is most concerning you, your children, your work problems, may not translate into a great conversation. Or if you want to talk about them, then make sure you've got a story to tell. Oh, and one final hint on what to do with photos on the camera. Save your favourite ones into a separate file so you can find them immediately. Have two shots of the kids, one of the wife, and the three good ones from the holiday. Away you go! Oh, and when you tell people about this podcast, can you make it sound really interesting, please? It's made by me, by Jennifer Fleming, the radio producer. It's made by Matt Hiley. We put a lot of effort into this. And if you stand there and go, I've heard a nice podcast. It's called Headroom. It concerns social issues and it's often related by James Valentine. Well, I won't be happy about that, okay? Make it. Give it some zing. Come on. Make it pop.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.